When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it will be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now. You don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire. Available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everyone. Today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics. Produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast by Bowhunter Planet. Tim and Dave, and you mentally prepared for this podcast?
I am mentally prepared.
Good deal. We wanted to talk a little bit about kind of the outdoors and mental health. Right, I think, you know, we realize maybe probably more subconsciously how good being outside, not just hunting, but being outside helps.
Yeah.
You know?
I think one of the ideas for this topic was really because, I mean, you can look at it in so many different ways, and some of the ways that I've seen it recently, you know, because obviously we have not been hunting right now, but we have been riding mopeds and motorcycles, scooters, you know, you name it. But I find a lot of, I don't know what it is. Like if I feel like I need to relax, I go for a ride, you know, up north when we're up north. I feel like I cruise, like we go on those rides together. It's just so fun to me. Like it's all like 25 miles an hour, you know, like e-bike type speeds. You're not really going super fast, but it's just kind of like mentally chilled. You know, when I get back, I feel refreshed.
I think there's a lot to it, right? But I think that specific part of it is it kind of takes me back. There's a newness to it, first of all, right? Kind of a new thing, getting outside, seeing stuff that you haven't seen before in a way that you haven't seen it before. But I think at least at our age, there's a little bit of nostalgia to it. You know, regaining that freedom or that feel when you first got your license.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to do something new, experience something new. And because quite honestly, like, I don't know, it's hard to have that new experience nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. Know? That is true. Yeah, that feeling of, I don't know, something about it, you know,
rush.
The endorphin rush. I will say that, you know, I had that for a while on my electric bike when I was, but the electric bike is cool because it kind of opens up a door that isn't really sealed yet. It will be sealed over time. It's a gateway. Yeah, that too. But it opened up a door to like parks and rec, right? Because it's like a bike, but it's an e-bike. So there's really the rules aren't really clear yet everywhere you're at. Some places are cracking down, but let's just say it's still legal, right? And so you ride this bike through a park. You know, you don't have to go super fast or anything, but like it's just so nice to like cruise and not really have to work out every time you want to do something in the outdoors. That's what I was getting to. Is like, you know, the old days you had to bicycle through somewhere and it's a lot of work sometimes. You
it
know,
was
bikes
fine.
Can
it was fine.
And it was fine. But as you're getting older, it's nicer just like to cruise if you're not really trying to get a workout. That's all.
Yeah. We gotta rename this podcast Two Old Guys.
Two Old Guys in a cup.
We did throw that out there, for sure. But you're not wrong, man. I mean, it's been, you know, and I don't know if it was COVID that really, you know, kind of changed a little bit to say, you got to get out of the monotony.
Yeah.
Right? Being home, not, you know, a lot of us, and not all of us, obviously, but I know Dave and I, at least, we were remote working at home a lot, and you needed to find a way to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Before it was like, you know, you get out of work, you're in the routine, you come home, that's kind of your escape, and now it's like, you know, you got your home and you got your work, and you need to find something else then.
Yep.
You
know? Yeah. And we've been going up north for that.
So. And I gotta say this, like Dave,
camping.
Dave has introduced me to a lot of new things that I just don't think that I ever would have done if it was me. And part of it is like, I never wanted to spend money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like to try new things mm-hmm. and to do new things. Because some of this stuff can be big purchases.
Correct.
You're talking $800-$900 for decent e-bike. Same mm-hmm. thing for low end scooter, you know, that type of thing. And but I gotta tell you, man, it's worth it.
There's a name for it. It's called thrillaholic.
That's me.
Yeah, I catch something new all the time.
Yeah, I
try different things.
I call that ADHD.
It is. It's definitely part of that too. Yeah,
I know it well, man.
It's interesting because I find and I was just talking on the live podcast or live show before I came onto this, and I was telling people like I've really, I like to really find myself in any project I do. So like for instance, like you know, I was trying to do a wood bow before myself, and it was so rewarding, but yet so hard, you know. And I was like fully embedded to this until I couldn't get the bow to work. Like it started cracking. Then I was like, oh my God, like, I worked really hard for that, you know, and I can't, and now it's cracking. Like, holy cow. And I didn't have the help to like figure out.
Can we dig into that a little bit? Cause I think it's deeper than that with you. I think part of it is you jump around a lot to different things, which is great. It is awesome. You're super creative. I think what it comes down
to. BHP's still here, isn't it?
Right, but I think, no, you're right. But you know how many things you've tried, right?
I know, yeah.
I think what it partly comes down to is being able to pull other people into it with you.
Mm, yeah.
Because that extends the excitement.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, that you is know? Very true. Thrillaholics together.
Yeah. For sure. No, and I'm
that's
I'm
a good point.
I'm happy.
Because the arch thing was kind of by yourself. Yeah, like it kind of got.
You get frustrated, you get bored, you go on and you move on to other things.
And there's no one to ask or help you. That's right. The other thing. Like, hey, can you hold this for me while I do this? There's no. And I think, like, right now, my kids are in high school, but they're in small engine repair. So I think part of that is actually making me excited with the mopeds and stuff because, like, I like changing the carburetors. I want to show them how to change a carburetor. I actually enjoy doing that. That's what I was telling you. I was saying, like, okay, no one's going to buy the Mad Dog, which is a scooter we bought. No one's buying it. No one. Every time they ask me, they're like, oh, give you $200. I'm like, you know what? I'm fixing it. That's it. I ain't dealing with this no more. I'll make it better. I'll just make it nicer than we had it. You know, I'll find a way. So I finally got the tire off. That was a huge hassle, by the way. The frame was ridiculous. This bolt wouldn't come out. I had to cut the bolt off. No joke. After halfway through, I had no way. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, I got to cut this bolt. So I went in there with a roto zip because that's the only thing that fit in there. It took forever. I finally got it off. Now I have to switch to the newer look, which one spring and one tire. But I found out that you could do a bigger tire. So I did a Navi tire, the same tire on the Navi, with the same front rim with the drum. So I'm going to put that. I ordered it. I'm going to put it on, and hopefully it's centered. That's why I don't know, you know, because the stem might be long. I don't know.
Just pull that engine, dude. Let's do an engine swap.
Maybe Clint can probably help us with that for sure. Yeah, and it's here, so I could technically drop it off at his house.
I'm
but
kidding, man. I think we keep it.
Yeah, I figured as long as we get it to work. I mean, as long as it works, we'll leave it up north. Kids can use it when they want. It'll ride better with that little wheel. So
here's the deal. Like, We camp in an area where there's a lot of side streets, right? It's like a small little community where we can just kind of tool around on, you know, different mopeds. You're not, you know, speed limit's 25 miles an hour, so nothing outrageous. Which, you know, I think a lot of our viewers, you're gonna live in areas like we actually live in, which is suburbs, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to ride around here in the suburbs, right?
Yep.
Going up north and doing it up there is a much different experience than riding in the city.
Traffic
from a safety standpoint, right? I mean, you see how many stupid drivers you see every day just driving in a car. I couldn't imagine running into the things that I run into, you know, being on a scooter.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of cool that we have that ability, you know, to kind of play around and tool around with all the different stuff. It's been fun this year.
It's not a lot of traffic up there. So motorcycles, that type of stuff is kind of your biggest threat's a deer. So, you know, just keeping your eyes open for animals are really the bigger threats there, or staying on the road.
What?
somebody almost didn't take a turn.
Didn't even
but, you know.
Full throttle all the way.
Yeah, full throttle all the way, baby. Yeah. Thrillaholics.
But that's one of the outdoor things that we
do. Oh, there's so many cool stuff, man.
Yeah, obviously the biggest one that we do together is the camping piece, right? And again, you got me into that.
Camp is so fun,
right? And I mean, it's been 15,
and hunting. I got you in.
Yep. I mean, pretty much everything. I'd be
Tim'd be a shell bored out of his mind without me.
No, I would. I actually would be because my wife, you know, she just kind of she's a homebody, which is fine.
But here's the thing about homebody. The homebody works very well with this camping thing we're doing because, like, it's kind of a home. It's like a second home, and you can go there. It is amazing. Yeah. She reads. I see her sitting off on her own, reading, enjoying herself. Like, it is so fun. And we are the type of people, like, because we get along very well. So it's not an issue of, you know, and honestly, I don't really, like, if we don't agree on something, I actually do ask him 10 times after. I'm like, is that okay with you? I don't just say no. I just, like, I don't like the idea. What do you think? You know, and then he'll say, you know.
It takes time to think about things.
I don't like to just be the guy that's like, just say no. Like, I don't want to just say no to something because I am a person, and I find this on myself a lot. Like, if I get nervous about something, I just say no dramatically fast. And I don't think it through enough. Like, hey, well, it wouldn't really be a big deal. Is it that big of a deal? And sometimes, so that's the cool thing about, I think, our relationship with us and our families and stuff. It's pretty, you know, if we have issues, we talk it over. It's not like, you know, it has to be an issue, you know. Yeah. So, but it's been fun. And that concept has been great. Our Brian, my cousin, who also does stuff with us here, bought a lot in the same area. So we're excited for him to get situated. However, to put a sewer in for his spot, it's like $19,000.
Is that what it came back at?
Yeah, because it's $16,000 to do the initial work, but that's not including the permits, and they make you buy the permits, which are another $3,000. Oops, sorry about that, Brian. But he's all right with it. He's going to start having work on it. Starts October, so it'll be getting going. And then he needs a well. You know, ours had a well, all that stuff. But anyway. You know, getting back to this mental health thing, you know, when it comes to the outdoors, I really think it's important because what I think we found is when people were stuck in with COVID and they wanted something to do outside, people started getting into archery. Archery went through the roof. Amazon sales were through the roof and archery.
And the bow companies were doing
it. The bow companies were making hand over fist money. I mean, it was insane.
And then there was a production shortage and things.
Correct. Yeah. And then now it's kind of dropped off again. Yeah. But my point is some of the times in my life where I found the outdoors really helped me is, you know, I found myself hunting with my family when I was young. And, you know, in that time, I just remember thinking there's something important about sitting here and just taking in everything around me. And this is before phones and all that. So really, you just really had to take it all in, right? There's no way around that. And then as time went on and, you know, I went through the outdoors through hunting and fishing and stuff like that, I then turned to more of capturing the outdoors with videography, with my hunts and BHP and trying to film to show people how cool it could be and really kind of spread that passion, right? Try to show people that this is fun and this is so cool. Look at this sunrise. Look at this sunset, right? And look at these deer in their natural environment. You know, it's really something to be said.
Well, and I think that's part of like the kind of nostalgia of what I do with my family. Like, my memories growing up for the outdoors were we always took a really long vacation in the summertime, and we always road tripped it. And I just remember all the feelings of how big the world was, right? And that newness of seeing new things. And I carried that into my fatherhood, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I've been doing with my kids for the last 8 to 10 years is we take a 2-week camping road trip every single year, and we've been so many different places. And, you know, I ask my kids every year before we start planning what we're doing, what do you want to do? And every time it is, I want to go camping, right? Mm-hmm. And I say, listen, we can go to Disney World. We can take a flight somewhere. We can do whatever you guys want to do. Just tell me. And then every time I want to go camping, which is awesome, man.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really hope those memories, those core memories kind of click. But it's that, to me, it's trying to, it's not that butterfly feeling, but it's that feeling of being, of this world being so big and experiencing something new and just having that feeling again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's hard to come by the older you get.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's funny you said that because it's such a big world, but yet it's such a small world.
It is.
It's funny. I agree. Like, we don't do it in the camping sense, but we do travel a lot. I do find that my kids have gotten to see things that I never thought. I never got to see. I mean, I didn't travel when I was a kid. So it, when I became a parent, like one of the things I want to do was travel as much as possible and do more things than I was able to do. And, you know, I feel like we've accomplished most of that. I wouldn't say, you know, I mean, we've been to some cool places like Hawaii and Jamaica and, you know, there's been some
more exotic
type stuff. I, you know, we went out east 2 years ago, I think it was, or last year. And so we saw a lot of stuff out east. That was my, you know, just gorgeous. I didn't realize, you know, being in Michigan, I didn't realize how amazing upstate New York is, how amazing Boston was. I mean, the Salem in Massachusetts was unbelievable. I mean, even though it's an outdoor experience there. I mean, it was like tombstones that are so old, I can't even read the scripture on it. There's, you know, so many things that are just so cool to see, and people, great people to meet. You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful country. And it's also a beautiful place to call home wherever you're at there, to be honest. You could be any of those places and it would be amazing.
We're you know, Americans are, we're super privileged, because you go to other places like Europe, you go to Scotland, you go to, you know, Australia is fairly big. But here in the US we have every single different type of landscape that you want to see. You know,
it's pretty impressive.
The only thing that we lack in is, variety of wildlife, I would say, in some aspect. There's plenty to see, but you don't get to see, like, the exotic stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so many places still. Like, I've been all up and down the East Coast. Just this year started going west. We went to South Dakota. That was amazing. I've been all over the Midwest, but have not been to that west, southwest, you know, type of area. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much more over there. You could spend a lifetime.
I don't think I've ever been to the southwest besides Lake Tahoe, but that was the only thing I was in that region.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, that's like New Mexico, all that area, Idaho. I mean, anywhere in that.
Yeah.
Down, like, I can't even imagine. Well, and Montana even, would be beautiful.
I tell people all the time, too, like, even in Michigan, you got a majority of the different types of landscapes from all across the U.S. just here in Michigan.
Yeah, you know,
like, you want a little bit of mountains, you go up to the you go up to the UP. You want cliffs like you can see off the edge of Scotland, you go up to the UP. You want sand dunes, you go to the west side of the state. You want amazing beaches, go to the west side of the state. Right, woods, we got that all over the place. You know, so you got such a variety just here in Michigan. I mean, you could spend probably half a lifetime traveling around Michigan.
Skiing, four-wheeling, boating. I mean,
so much to do, right?
Fishing.
So, I mean, we're blessed in that way to be able to do that and be able to do that in such a short distance from our house.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's tough other places.
Right? I didn't realize how much of a, to be honest, I apologize, guys, when we came up with this topic, I didn't realize how broad it could really be.
Yeah.
It's pretty broad, because I was now thinking of the four seasons we share here in Michigan, which is amazing. For mental health as well. I mean, yes, the winter's hard on people sometimes, but it's the lack of sun, I think, really is the problem. But, you know, getting that fall in, the fall is just, I mean, forget hunting aside, the fall is just a magical time. You got beautiful leaves falling everywhere, colors.
Weather changing, bonfires.
You got hot cider, you got pumpkins, you got, oh my gosh, donuts.
What does it mean to be unrivaled? To be unrivaled isn't about winning a trophy. It's about putting in the hours that nobody else sees. To be unrivaled isn't just a choice, it's a lifestyle. It's to push yourself to be your best day in and day out. Gas Bowstrings. Be unrivaled.
This isn't a stick. It's a climbing tool. Purpose-built, field-proven, ridiculously capable. Meet Hydro, the new standard in micro-light climbing performance. Engineered for hunters who climb smarter, faster, and farther, Hydro is equipped with the XR2 rope system, a lightning-fast, rock-solid attachment that thrives in both traditional and technical climbing setups. The wide V bracket, paired with Axis teeth, locks into any tree type with total confidence, minimizing kickout, maximizing control. Fast up,
solid down. No wasted energy. Built from our proprietary I-7 alloy, Hydro delivers insane strength with minimal weight. An ergonomic handle gives you more comfort on long ascents, and integrated attachment points let you customize with aiders to match your climb style. Each Hydro comes standard with the Reactor 3-step aider, ready to run straight out of the box. Minimal, modular, mission ready. Whether it's the first stick on the tree or the last one down, Hydro is built to perform.
Hunting season. Oh,
it's so great. Jack Daniels, apple.
But you're not right. I mean, the whole winter thing, the older I get, the more I hate it. You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's a combination.
I don't mind winter, but to an extent. Yeah. Like, I can get to January, but after that, I kind of want to leave.
January, February, March, three worst months of the year. And I think part of it is the sun setting early. The other part of it is not getting out.
Bitter.
Not getting out. And I think, like, that's what I want to try to do more is figure out what you know, winter activities that you can do.
It's hard. Yes, it's hard, though, because it hurts.
But but ice fishing sometimes doesn't kick off until the mid to late January.
Yeah, you
got
to wait for the ice
right?
to come in. It's hard.
So it's, you know, I gotta do some pondering about maybe snowmobiles are next, you know? I think that might be.
That's a great idea. You know? In fact, snowmobiling the trails, like throughout the UP and all that, I heard is so fun. Everybody I've ever talked to that doesn't do it anymore but used to do it, they used to tell me, like, dude, it's so fun. I love. It's like they look forward to it every year. They don't go a lot, you know, but they would go maybe twice a year, right? Yeah. A season, right? So the jet ski, a jet ski and a snowmobile are the same to me. They both don't get used that much. Like, you know, you'll use it a little bit and a little bit. Same concept, in my opinion. But a snowmobile is like 18, 20 grand.
But they're
very expensive.
So, yeah, no, for sure.
That's a good idea.
There are, I know buddies that go actually still to this day, they'll go out in four-wheelers.
Oh,
in the wintertime,
you could do that, yeah. If it's not too thick, yeah, why not? I mean, I go through some thick stuff.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, that might be an idea, too.
I like the snowmobile idea. I just think I would need the heated grips, the heated seats, and the
heated gloves.
Yeah. Well, the grips, they make them now heated. I mean, they're on Mac now. But I think it'd be fun. You could bundle up with some Carhartt stuff, and you'd be good to go. I mean, you could definitely get away with it. As long as my hands and feet are good, I'm gold. You know, I could definitely – my body can get cold. That's not an issue for me, but – because I got Raynaud's disease. If you don't know what that is, look it up. But anyway.
There's just so much to it. And it's not, you know, it's not just camping. It's not just, you know, doing motorcycles and, you know, bikes. It's just getting out, period. Like, it is so, like, there's many times, like, I get stressed at work, go home, and, you know, I'm talking to Rachel. I'm like, let's just go for a walk, right? And we live on the water of St. Clair Shores, right? So we have some amazing parks around there. So we'll head out to the park, and, you know, as soon as you start to see that water and that feel that breeze come across, it just changes your mindset.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's hard to it's this time of year is hard, you know. Fall's come up, it's very exciting, right? The hunt is very exciting when we get into this time frame.
I'm scrolling through pictures as we speak.
And that's exciting. The issue is you run into this downer, too, at the same time. So summer's coming to an end. The kids are going back to school. You go back up north, it's dead wood. There's nobody around. It's like, you know, it's not like it was just a month ago. Everybody's out there having a good time, having bonfires. I mean, we basically had our last hurrah last weekend or whatever it was.
That's big one.
And then from here on out, it'd be hunting ones only. So you're not having the kids and all that, which is fine. You know, it's fine, but it's just sad, you know, a little bit sad. Yeah. It's just nice to have the families there. The kids are having so much fun this year. It was wonderful.
I think we could probably get up there in October at some point, though, even with hunting.
It's going to be hard, but it can happen. But I don't know if the kids will enjoy it because it's cold. You know, it's bitter. You get into that golf cart when it's cold, it's not the same. You need like a little heater.
No, but like you said, I mean,
mopeds are done because you're too cold to ride. And, yeah, that's cool. That'd be cool.
All that kind of big bonfires and all that kind of stuff. I think we can make it work. So we'll see.
So anyways, try the outdoors for some mental health, guys. Get yourself a breather out there. You know, if you're feeling, you know, I don't want to say claustrophobic, but if you're feeling like you need something different in your life,
you just need a break or a change.
Try some outdoor activity, whether it's skiing, biking, fishing, hunting, mopeding, motorcycling. It doesn't matter.
Try something new.
Get outside. If you have more serious issues, please make sure you seek help if you need that. You know, it's very important to talk to someone if you find yourself frustrated at times with life. Make sure you seek help for that, because you know what? It's, life is a blessing. It's a very important thing. And, you know, everybody deserves help when we can get it, you know.
100%, man. Amen.
So we'll see you next time right here on the Outdoor Podcast.
Save faster, borrow smarter, move sooner with CME. Earn 6.5% APY with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus savings account. And when you're ready to buy, enjoy a low 5.1% mortgage rate. Plus, CME pays $750 toward closing costs. Start your path to homeownership today with CME Federal Credit Union. Subject to membership eligibility and approval, APY means annual percentage yield, APR means annual percentage rate. Terms apply. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Visit CMEFCU.org for details.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it will be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.